Blog Talk Radio.
Chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My intro credit goes into Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning, good morning, good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. Had my little morning workout this morning, so, hey, I'm feeling good this morning. Anyway, again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. Thank you to my supporters as my platform continues to build. And always it inspires me to know when I have different styles and fallible women on the show that are successful with their businesses and continue to be successful in their businesses. And it inspires me to know when I've touched someone who's took my advice or started their business or just took that extra step on to build that better career for themselves. And as always, I tell people if you want to have success in life and you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive people and positive energy. So remember, guys, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivated, and networking with each other. And remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. Last week on the show, kind of discussed some homemade business opportunities, gave you some basic essentials on how to open up your business. We also talked to actor, producer, artist Trey Chaney. He was in the studio giving us all his updates and current events that was going on. Today I'm going to give you some current events for you to attend that are free regarding your business. Today on the show, we'll be talking to VH1 Love and Hip Hop and Chrissy and Mr. Jones, Mama Jones. She will be in the studio discussing all her upcoming projects, so stay tuned for that. Want to say good morning to my XRQK, Los Angeles, AB News Talk, Airtime America Radio. Good morning, L.A. Good morning out there. Hope you guys are having a good morning. All right, guys, got to give it to you. Had my ear to the street with a whole bunch of stuff today, y'all. Houston Beauties. I had my ear to the street with Love and Hip Hop, Preachers of L.A. Hey, it was going, it was on and popping, y'all, so got to give it to you, got to give it to you. So, all right, girly. Hey, Miss S, what's going on?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. All right, let's put it out there. Let's start with our Houston Beauties. They was jumping in Houston. They was jumping.
Oh, definitely.
They had their little pageant. Miss J was what was her son doing? Oh, her son was gonna kick me and Queensley.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot. See that?
I mean, he did cuss her mom out, so I mean, hey, he went after her.
I know he was crunk. It was jumping over there, but it was so cute. The little kids, High Profile was the name of the little group, and they all got their little hair done and had their little fashion show. That was really, really cute.
Yeah, the show is interesting. I kind of look forward to seeing what else they can bring to the table, you know, for Houston. So we'll see.
I know. Okay, let's switch to Love and Hip Hop. All right, girl, Peter Guns, you were just in trouble. Tara snapped, and she could cut up his clothes, and she had that stuff on the curb. But, Peter, you can move to my house. if you need someone to say. I love that.
He kind of deserved that.
Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. Peter, he just made a mistake, and he just got caught. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm kind of getting into love and hip-hop a little bit. I kind of like them now.
They're okay. It's a lot of drama, but I have to keep looking forward to looking at that and see how that goes.
I know. All right, let's move to my preachers to Bel-Air. Got to get with it. All right, my first one, okay, they didn't show Dietrich. I was kind of a little sad about that, but that's all right.
Yeah, they didn't show him at all.
I know, but they showed Bishop Gibson. He put it down, y'all. He went to see his little event for the church leaders. Hey, with his thuggish and his too much swagger, they didn't like what he told them. The people
well,
over here
okay.
on the front,
he put on.
He did, didn't he? He was preaching, though. I like that. I mean, like he said, you know, sometimes, you know, to satisfy people, you got to provoke with a new passion or a new thirst. And you know what he told them? Leap higher than you ever seen and tell your enemies or the people against you, thank you. What did he say it over about the right people on this side? They didn't vote for me.
He said, I got a little haters over here. They didn't vote for me.
Yeah, I have haters on this side. Pastor Gibson, Bishop Gibson, I'm sorry. I like him. He got a lot of thug and swagger, and that's what we need, that new era. But he can still preach, though.
He's getting with it. He stays true to himself. That's all that matters.
He do. All right, let's move to our Real House of Atlanta, my little housewife. You see, Cynthia had surgery, poor thing. But Peter stuck right by her side. He was there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And what about Portia? She got her clothes delivered to her house. What do you think about that? That was ugly.
You know, he could have, you know, did that another way, but,
Yeah, that was ugly. Can your landlord call the police on her?
That was crazy. I recognized that was the girl that she went to the party with, the Portia's party with. I didn't know was her landlord. So
that was crazy.
So they were friends before.
Yeah, that's how it is. It's always like that. You can't mix business and pleasure together. That's the bad thing. But, you know, at least you could have gave her the 5 o'clock. She didn't give her the 5.
She gave her the 3.
She gave her the 3 o'clock. She had to get up out of there.
She just wanted some TV time. That's all that was.
Yeah. But, all right, guys, that was my Ear to the Street segment. Guys, hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed it. And I'm going to switch gears a little bit when I take a little quick break. Give me your blast from the past. And when I come back, going to have my interview with Mama Jones in the studio, so stay tuned for that and see what all she has going on. Thank you, Ms. S, for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All righty. All right, guys. Had to give you guys your little dose of reality. Got to talk about my people. You know I love them, y'all. Y'all know I got to love my preachers. I love them. So, all right, guys. Here is your blast from the past. I'll be right back.
All right, all right. Blast from the past. We'll
It's an invitation to my gangster nation.
I was walking like this from the concrete, but ain't chalking like this in videos and a trick pose and a throwback.
Woman that's truly branded herself, she's truly a businesswoman, from writing her book to having her own vodka line and having her own web series on VH1. She has the old school wisdom, but the balance to keep it all intact. Open Talk to listeners, please welcome Love and Hip Hop and VH1 Chrissy and Mr. Jones, reality star, My Mama Jones, to the studio. Hey, Mama Jones, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you, how are you?
I am good. Thank you for taking time to call in this morning.
Anytime.
Tell my listeners a little bit about yourself. Who is Mama Jones? Give them a little bit about yourself.
Well, Mama Jones is a mother, a grandmother, entrepreneur of her own. You know, I does my own thing, you know, when I believe in whatever I do, and I just stick with it. That's who Mama Jones is.
I know that's right. How do you feel about having a famous son or a famous artist? You know, your son.
It's fine. It's no different. I'm still the same, you know, like Liz, you know, even though I have a son like that and the whole nine yards, you still get treated just like a son, nothing different. Special treatment at all.
He don't get no special treatment?
No.
Okay.
He loves and happiness from his mother.
That's right. That's true. You're right. You're absolutely right. Well, how does it feel to be a celebrity yourself?
Well, you know, that's kind of the hard for me still to grasp. You know, I don't believe into it like that because I just believe I'm just an ordinary person, just doing my own thing. But that's how it is. I go shopping. I do my own thing. I know.
But you are celebrity status now, Mama Jones.
I don't see it. I don't feel it. I'm glad I'm still who I am, and who I am is just down to earth.
Okay. Well, tell them, my listeners, a little bit about your book and where can we find it so we can buy it?
At Amazon. It's on Nook.
Oh, and Nook as well?
Yes.
Can you give us a little bit about your book, or is it you want us to go ahead and buy it and read it?
Well, no, I can give a little bit.
Just give us a little. Just give us a little sample. Just a little sample. What's it about?
Well, it's basically, like it says, the title is clear, of romance and love, and it speaks on my experience on the romance and love, and not only mine, but from the man's point of view, me, you know, seeing how the men are and how, you know, a lot of men is not like how it's romantic as it was when I was growing up.
Okay.
I'm basically trying to get the men back into being more romantic.
Oh. Well, I need to buy that book for my husband.
The women too.
Yeah. Okay, because we're definitely going to support you on that. I know I'm going to go to Amazon and actually buy it. So, well, tell me, how is it being on the show? You know, is it, you know, the actual, I guess, taping or the actual reality part of the show? How is it being on it?
Oh, fine. I'm just who I am. I'm just me. You know, they get a little roughness on me because sometimes they want to tell me what to do, how to do it, and I ain't got time for that. You know, if you don't capture me like that, you ain't capturing nothing else.
That's right. You know, because you are, I love, that's what I like about you. That's your uniqueness. You are really down to earth, and I read your bio, and you had a lot of stuff going on, and I don't understand how you can process and make it all happen. I mean, you know, I guess like you say, just being you, you know, you are really a businesswoman. So anything else you got going on, any current events we can stay up with you? I heard about the VH1 web series. I got to follow up with that one, too.
Yes, yes, yes. And then I got my Chatting with Mama.
Okay.
And I have my Kunkash.
Okay.
That, you know, just landed, and we're trying to make sure we get that in other different stores for everybody else. But, you know, they really honestly can go. I think it's on Mama Jones Info. People be able to actually, you know, write it and say they want a perfume before it actually get out there like that.
Okay.
And I got the liquor, the cottage vodka.
Okay.
We got the condoms we're working on now, which is the psychotic condoms, and it says Mama says never leave home without them.
Okay, that's practicing safe sex, so I got that.
Yes, and I got the Kunkash candle. The Kunkash candle smells just as good as the perfume. What it actually is, it's three in one. And you actually can use it for oil for all over your skin, or you can use it for massage oil, or you can just burn it as a regular candle.
Okay. You got a lot of stuff going on, Mama Jones.
Yeah, the lip gloss that's coming out, which is called the Kunkash. You know, lip gloss by Kunkash. And I'm just doing my own little thing. It's something going to pop. That's all I tell everybody. Something going to pop off. And I just believe in all my stuff, and I believe in my team, which is called the A-Team.
Okay.
The A-plus team. But I'm glad that God gave me the team that he gave, and the team is basically really honestly like family.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, and it's good because everybody in my family, their part or their point that they deal with me is actually what they actually do. You know, like my daughter, Alexa, she's the PR.
Right.
That's what my nephew, Terrell, he's the PR.
Okay.
I got the videos on just on team PR. I got Donna, who's into with the consultant for my perfume and stuff like that. So, and then I have Casey, who's my manager, which is the one that did that with the candles together. She got me into the candles with a guy that she knows because I love candles.
Okay. So the candles. So did you make those fragrances or you just basically just branded them, you know, with yourself?
No. I made them.
Okay. See, that's what I'm... You know what? You are truly a businesswoman, and you know what? That really inspires and motivates me because that's what my show is about. You know, just inspiring, motivating people, because I get emails all the time that people want to start their businesses and they don't know how. So they look up to reality people and, you know, when they see you guys moving and doing things like that you're doing now. So if I could ask you, tell any person that's trying to live out their dreams, can you give them any words of advice or words of encouragement if they're really trying to, you know, brand themselves to get their stuff out?
First word of encouragement is never give up. So whatever you're starting in, you actually got to make sure that you do what you call your groundwork. Like, you know, don't just say you just gonna say, okay, I'm gonna do this perfume. You gotta actually go and find out about perfume. You gotta actually go find out who can you deal with that can get you more into with the perfume. And you know, just don't say you're gonna try to do it by yourself because it don't work. You just do your work. You do your homework. Your homework is very important.
Right.
It takes a little time, but you know what? It's okay because it will happen. Because Poonkosh was last year when I started out with the Poonkosh, and this year I finally got the Poonkosh going. It took me about a year, but you know, it's all good. I know for a fact my son, he cracked up laughing because he just gave up on me because I just, you know, I did the song Takate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm the new song that I have out is called Jones Wave, and it has a dance to go with it.
Okay.
So my son, he just cracked up laughing, and he said, you just saying that you are determined to do what you want. Yes, you know.
You do, and you got to have that will and determination, and I always tell people you got to have a passion for what you want to do or it won't be successful. I am a firm and true believer of that. And I mean, yeah, and I agree with you. You got to push yourself,
and though. Age doesn't really matter. You know, that's what really gets to my son because he's like, Mommy, you know, you're a mother and you're a grandmother. And I said, and JC and Puffy, look what they're doing. They're still doing what they want to do. So why can't I make a new era for everybody else?
That's right.
But I do. And that's how it is. And I got the video to go with the Jones Wave. Oh, you know, everybody go on YouTube and look for it. And I'm just happy because of the team that I have, the people that support me, because believing in me, and I believe in myself. First of all, I believe in my God, because anything I ask him, trust me, he makes it happen.
He does make
and
it happen.
He goes along with him. My son is there. He opened up doors for me. That was a good start for me, too. And they actually go help me do my homework. And sometimes homework will be a little hard, but it gets done. But I want you to know, we are going to have a wine or a champagne called Poonkosh.
Okay.
We are doing a cologne for the men. We should have it out by Christmas, too. Or name it, it's called Papa Touche or Pierre Touche.
Okay, so that's going to be for this year, this December, for this Christmas.
Yes.
Okay.
But the good part about it is that once I got started with the perfume, it makes it a little more easier now for me to actually go ahead and do the men cologne. But the men cologne that I made up smells very good.
Okay.
I think the things that I do, anybody can actually do.
Okay.
So there's a difference, you know, what age or how so it goes. If you believe in it, trust me, it can be done.
Right.
Put your mind, your heart, and your soul to it.
Okay. Well, Mama Jones, I know, again, you have a tight schedule, and I know you have a couple more interviews to do this afternoon. So I want to thank you again for taking the time to call us in our Open Talk show to give out your insightful wisdom and words. Guys, check out Mama Jones on VH1 Chrissy and Mr. Jones reality show. Check her out. Support her book at Amazon.com and also on Nook. And she also has a VH1 web series as well. She has a lot of things going on, guys. So please check her website out, guys. And Mama Jones, what's your website so these people can come and support you and buy your stuff? You want to give that out?
Yes, under construction.
Okay, website under construction, you guys. I'll keep you updated on that. Again, thank you, Mama Jones, for taking the time to call the studio today.
Okay, so and my Instagram is The Real Mama Jones. My Twitter is Mama Jones 1.
Mama Jones 1.
Look, it's Nana Jones.
Nana Jones. All righty, Miss Jones. Thank you.
I'll step on you.
All righty.
Gotcha.
All right, guys, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Mama Jones from VH1, Chrissy and Mr. Jones. All right, guys, going to switch gears a little bit. Going to give you some current events that's going on around Houston. Score Houston's having an event on November the 23rd from 10:30 to 12:30, and it's Small Business Tax Workshop. Again, that's on the 23rd from 10:30 to 12:30. Again, it's Small Business Tax Workshop. You have income taxes coming up around the corner. Then December the 2nd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., exploring how to obtain a franchise and writing a business plan. Again, that's on the 2nd of December from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And last but not least, on December the 11th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Business Resources for Houston Entrepreneurs. Again, that is SCORE Houston. All of their workshops are free, so also consider that. Think about that. And as always, if you need any additional information, consult with your Small Business Administration. Again, SCORE Houston is the best outlet for business startup kits, free business counseling, consulting, information for grants and loans and things of that nature. Also, when you want to start a business, you got to think about getting your DBA, that's doing business as. You can go to your local county clerk office, get your EIN number. Again, that's something that when you want to deal business with filing your taxes, your EIN number is always needed, and that's, you can call them at 1-800-829-4933 or go into your local IRS office for that, or you can apply online for that as well. And again, when you're doing your business, think about writing your mission statement for your business, because it's an important tool that tie in to your business, and it shows a person how your business is going to be ran. So it gives you clarity on your business as well. So think about that. So remember, when starting a business, ask yourself some important questions. Is this business an opportunity for a successful industry, or is it in demand? Does this business require a huge investment? Again, that's where you can go to SCORE Houston and get the information about loans and different grants information for that. So the most important question I always ask people, will you dedicate yourself 100% to your business, or will you run it yourself? Remember, your business, your dream, your reality, you got to take hold of your business and run it yourself. Never let anyone run it. That's my opinion. But, you know, people run their other people's companies all the time. But once you get it up and running and successfully running, then maybe you can allow someone to run it for you. So, but also, guys, remember, you got to have a passion for what you are doing for your business in order to make it successful, to see it through. I'm going to give you a few business ideas. A business planning service. It includes like writing business plans, marketing research, things of that nature. Also think about a cleaning service. A cleaning service is a good business to do. You got people that don't have time to clean up their houses, things of that nature, or office space. If you have an office and, you know, you don't have time to clean it up, you know, think about that. Computer repair. If you're good in technology, computer repair is a good one. Consultant. Consultant can be a broad range of things. It can be an editorial service or proofreading or indexing, maybe a ghostwriter. Think of something of that nature. Financial planner. Home inspection. And the last but not least, you can do something at the flea market. If you have a lot of knick-knack junk in your closet, in your garage, find your local flea market and maybe rent out a space and maybe sell some things of that nature. You know, like, what's the old saying? A person's trash is another person's treasure. So think about that. You want to get rid of things of that nature. Going to give you some helpful numbers really quickly. You got the one-stop business. This is here in Houston. They offer business counseling as well on your first stage of your new business. They're at 900 Bagby Street. The number is 832-393-0954. Someone emailed me and asked for that information. They also offer workshops on brainstorming, troubleshooting, and financial restructuring. Hope that helped out a little bit. Hope I answered a lot of you guys' emails on some business tips. And again, you can always email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, for different ideas, different business questions, things of that nature. And if you want to be on the show, email me your story, your information, and I can actually put you on the store. So I'll be back next Tuesday, November the 26th at 10 a.m. Next week, my guest will be the songwriter, producer, Mo Rock. He's going to let us know his latest songs, his latest projects, things that he's been collaborating and working on, so check that out. Make sure you check out the Houston Power Football Team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. They're gearing up for next season. Like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter. The first training camp and tryout is coming up December the 8th. It's going to be at Law Park at 1:30. Again, check them out, guys. Go to their website to check out their current events. They're looking for women that really want to play football. So you got to check them out and stay tuned with the Houston Power Women Football Team here in Houston. Like me at my Open Talk 2 at Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Guys, thank you so much again for all my tweets. You guys been tweeting and retweeting. I'm appreciative of that. Email me again for ideas on the show. If you want to share a story, you want to be on the show, you got something, ideas, anything you want to talk about, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. All right, guys, have a blessed week. Blessed weekend, guys. See you November 26th. Have a good one.
You ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power Football Team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. You want to look good for the weekend? You want to get your hair done? Well, you better call Carl at www.StyleSeat.com. Again, that's Carl Walker at StyleSeat.com. So you can get that hair snipped, whipped, and laid. He'll hook you up. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to capture that perfect image? We'll call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 281-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography. You have anger management problems? Well, email High Hopes Outreach Center at highhopesoutreachcenter@yahoo.com. They'll help you out. You've been putting off that high school diploma? We'll call Northwest Educational Institute at 832-446-6286. You feeling sour? Well, give me some sugar. Gimme Sugar is a new line, cosmetic line that was coming out in the spring. So check out the website at www.gimmesugar.com. There's fun, fresh colors that will accentuate your lips. Again, that's Gimme Sugar. You want to brand your business? You want to take it to the next level? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2, and we'll get your business out there. Email us at opentalk2@yahoo.com.
Peace up, A-Town Daddy. your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will prove this too. Party people in the house, move.
Thank you.